still hear doubling.
Does my voice sound doubled?
It does not.
That's so weird, isn't it? So weird. All right, we're just doing a test here. And
action.
Are we on?
We are. We are. Welcome. Welcome to the long-awaited and overdue sit-down. You know, took us, what, an hour to get here right now?
Where we're at. A little bit. We've been sitting here.
We've been sitting here, yeah. We just poured some bourbon and clanked it and clanked it. You know?
Clanked it and clanked it.
So this is our first episode, or whatever this is. We're I'm Calvin.
And I'm Landon.
We're neighbors, but we're also friends. We also like bourbon. We also like a lot of things that we do in the street and hang out and sit around fires and do all that fun stuff. So we have some pretty funny conversations and entertaining conversations, and I feel like more people should hear it.
We might do it a little too often. Not just on the weekends.
Some might say
that our weekends last through the week.
Yeah, they're 7-day rotations, man.
It's almost like a second job.
Someone's got to do it. So we're going to cheers up right here. You know, I think this is a good way to start.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you guys heard that at home, wherever your ears are listening to these sound waves float into your ear canal, but
whether you're in a car, whether you're at work sitting at a desk hating your life, just know that we're having a great time sipping on bourbon when you're not.
But it's also, we've worked hard to get to this point.
We did.
Today. And just today, it's always a battle. A long battle. Never. How was your day?
How was my day? Well, yeah. I walk through people's yards for a living. I have permission to do so.
Oh, well, that makes it all more wow right there.
Well, it was long, but, you know, it went well. It was a beautiful day today.
Beautiful day to be outside.
The weather was fantastic.
Ideal.
Can confirm.
Let's see. Last week, this time, it was 39 degrees. I think it was 28 degrees, like, first thing in the morning when my kids got on the bus. Cold and
frosty. The
balls.
Grass was frosty.
Right when I mowed my grass too short, and thankfully it didn't die. So.
That's funny. I almost said something to you about that. I didn't want you to feel bad.
It's okay. Well, that's why I mowed Kieran's grass high. I pulled that son of a bitch all the way up as far as it go.
You should probably leave it there.
Forever?
Forever.
Okay. Nanny's going to be so sad with me. This lady that I grew up across the street from, she was, gosh, I don't know how old she was when I remember her, but she's just always been an old lady to me. And her husband died like when I was real young, and that woman, she was retired. She worked for like one of those like sample companies and like Sam's Club or Food Lion or Kroger or whatever. So she gave out those. She worked like 4 hours a day. She'd come home, do aerobics by what's that guy from the 80s that
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, she would do Richard Simmons like VHS. She called me Kelvin because I guess she forgot my name was Calvin, even though I'd lived there for she knew me for at least 18 years while I still live there. But she would mow her grass like twice a week, and she would cut that shit so short. And she's like, well, someone told me that if I just cut too short, the weeds wouldn't grow.
That is absolutely false.
So we just had old wives' tale lead us astray. So, you know, my whole world is just turned upside down, you know, after, because Karen's grass looked great right now. Looks great.
It does look good ever since, you know, you mowed it and
you weeded it.
I weeded it, you know.
Yeah.
I ate the weeds.
You ate the weeds, man.
I did the weed.
You did the weed. About that weed. Yeah. I guess I need to mow my grass higher then, huh?
Yeah, you pulled that thing up. You should probably just leave it there till next winter. Probably shouldn't mow ever again. At least for the year.
I probably need to mow my backyard once. I need to get the leaves up.
Yeah. But
fuck the leaves.
You need to start getting treatment.
I know. And we will definitely.
They're going to be here tomorrow for my yard.
Oh, sick. What are they doing?
Treating for weeds, spraying for weeds. First one in the morning.
Hell yeah.
So if you're here, you'll see them. The weed man. Well,
you'll see the weed man. This is the weed man's territory right here.
I was at the gas station the other day, and I was in Mount Washington.
Mount Washington, right next with an R?
Next to, you know, Shepherdsville. I actually don't know where I was. I could have been in Shepherdsville or Mount Washington. I have no idea where I'm at.
Those,
over there.
I mean, they're decently close by. Like, you could probably, like, drive through the cut to get to each one.
Oh, it's a cut everywhere you go through there.
Dude.
You know.
I've been going down to Bardstown a lot the last couple of weeks, going to a customer down there to do startups and stuff. And first time I went down there, they didn't have anything wired up, and that's not necessarily what I'm in it for. And next time I went down, I spent like all day there setting everything up. I'm like, I'm just not gonna have time to set up these other things. And then Monday, I normally don't like to like go far on Monday because I like to kind of ease into my week, you know, like plan, prep, you know, figure out what's going on, react to things from the weekend, like be able to be nimble and stuff. And I went to Bardstown on Monday. So right now it feels like Thursday to me, and that sucks.
Well, we're only one day away.
I know. Well, tomorrow it's going to really suck because I'm going to think it's Friday, you know, I'm just ready for the weekend.
Just, you know, don't go to work on Friday. Make tomorrow your Friday.
Heard you wouldn't.
You won't. No, I was. So, I'm in Mount Washington.
Washington.
I'm in an old gas station, and I'm checking out, and I got my Weed Man shirt on. And the cashier, she goes, "So, what kind of work do you do?" And I'm like, and, like, obviously I know she's joking with me, but for some reason I respond, we do fertilization for people's yards and treat for weeds and aerate and all that. And she goes, that wasn't the answer I was looking for.
Lord, I apologize.
And then she continues on, and she goes, I just cut down a bunch of bushes and like, tree limbs in my yard. What should I do with them? I was like, I don't know. Burn them? She goes, well, I can't burn them where I live. I was like, put them in your neighbor's yard. I don't know. Make it someone else's problem.
Like, that's just like such a funny question. Like, she's like, it's almost like people want advice all the time from, if they see that you, well, what should I do in my yard, man? And you're like, well, you should do this. And then they start telling you a story about how their cousin Ricky like cut down a tree, and ever since then their yard's been fucking full of weeds. Like, and they don't get it.
They just, I don't know what their people ask me. Like, even today I saw a van, people in it, and I think they, you never know, I think they may have been smoking the reefer,
the devil's lettuce,
and you know, they're yelling out the window, I love your name. I'm like, thanks.
You're getting all kinds of attention everywhere.
I don't know what to say to them. I'm like, I'm like, it's not mine. I don't.
It's not my weed, man.
Exactly. Like, I don't have anything for you. What's in that? What's in that? In that tank in the back of your truck? Liquid, I don't know.
Fertilizer.
What do you want? Like, what kind of fertilizer? I'm like, I don't. It's not what you think it is. Leave me alone.
None of this in here is what you think it is. I think you should get a sticker made and just put that underneath the logo. Like, it should be like corporate wide, just rolled out. Like, Weed Man, it's not what you think it is.
Yeah, sorry. For those of you who do not know,
this is a commercial for Weed Man.
This is not a commercial.
We are not.
I work for a company called Weed Man.
The Weed Man.
There have been stories of our trucks getting pulled over just so the cops can get a picture of the truck in front of their cruisers. It's like, come on.
Hey, man. Jerry, I pulled over the Weed Man today.
Guess what I did today? What? I pulled the Weed Man over.
Look, I got a picture of him.
Exactly.
Hey. And a cop comes up to you and is like, hey, buddy, can I put you in handcuffs for, like, a picture of mine?
It's like, I don't know, man. I kind of have shit to do.
Bro, I'm like on that clock right now, man. What are you talking about?
He's like, oh, come on. I won't give you a ticket. It's like, thanks.
Thanks for not.
Man, you're generous.
No, you're such a nice guy. Like, ugh. That sucks. Sometimes, like, I feel like the last year and a half, 21 months, if you will, of pandemic stuff, cops have been, like, way more chill on most stuff.
Well, considering there's a lot less of them now, at least statistically from what I've heard, there are a lot less.
And tough pill to swallow.
Well, I mean, they were told, and I do get stuff from the news from when I rarely see it on maybe Facebook, but they were at some point told to not respond to certain situations, and people were like, ooh. I'm going to do those situations.
It's like, here, I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
So that you can do it.
Yeah, I don't know why they even gave that information out.
Well, didn't they passed a bill early last year because, like, so many people were, like, missing out on going out to bars and stuff like that, like, that you could get to-go alcohol. Like, what?
Yeah, I took advantage of that.
100%. 100%. Like, dude, the food trucks that came in the front of the neighborhood was, like, so much fun.
And they're serving margaritas at the church.
And
Heather,
the parking lot of the church, let's be clear here. Oh, come on. They were some great tacos. And all, like, we went somewhere. I think we passed you, and you guys had margaritas. You're like, to-go margaritas. I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Babe, we need to go. Like, let's go.
Well, I brought you margaritas one time.
Yeah. They were up there. Dude, they need to come back. Everybody's busy now. You know, everybody's back to the regularly scheduled programming.
I will say, completely nonchalantly, sort of, I do put my schedules around my neighbors. People are like, hey, you want to go do this? I'm like, I don't know, man. You know, shit might be going down on my street later. I just don't know it yet.
We might be having a good time. Dude, all last year it was like, kind of just like, we walk outside at like 3:30 or 4 o'clock. You'd be skating or like someone would be playing out in the, like, because Trey and Levi, like, they were like caged animals.
Yeah.
Because Trey was used to being with people, the social butterfly, like hanging out with all his buddies and stuff. And then it's like, nope. You can't go that do all that anymore. You can only stay here. And that started like in March, so it was still kind of cold, and like he was just having such a tough time. So he would just be outside, like, I'm gonna go do this. All right, cool, go do that. And like, you, like, anybody that lived on the street to pull in, like, there'd be so many people that have to get out of the street to let the cars through, like, at one point, like,
yeah,
in the summer.
I mean, it hasn't been as lively this year. There's been a couple times. I guess people are just, like you said, a little bit more busy now, but I don't know. They said, the CDC said, you know, stay inside, don't go anywhere. And you can be around people as long as it's the people inside your bubble.
Well, we just made our bubble big. That's all. Listen, we've been in quarantine for 21 months, by God. I'm going to tell you right, I'm here to tell you, son, it works.
This street became our bubble.
This street was our bubble.
Dude, I mean, I can't tell you. Last year, like, after me and you became a lot closer,
yeah,
every day I'd get off work and I'm like, hey Heather. She's like, yeah. I'm gonna go hang out with Calvin. She's like, okay, I guess I'll just stay in here. I'm like, well, you can come hang out with us too if you want. And she's like, no, I'll just stay in here. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Her presence is always missed when she's not there.
I know. I don't know why she doesn't. She's a little better now, but
yeah,
then.
No. Well, you guys had just moved in too. Like, it was very, very.
Dude, I am down to. Dude, if people are cool, I'm down to hang 100% of the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, last year, every day was a party. Dude, it was like, you know, when you. You know, when a few months goes by, you're like, do I have a drinking problem?
I don't think I have a problem. Like, I got it figured out, man.
No, I don't have a drinking problem. No.
There's no problem. I got it figured out real. No, there was like, I was kind of the same. It's like, ugh, I need to like take some time away and like kind of pump the brakes. But then it's like you take a week off or whatever and or I mean, like, you would just notice it. Like, we'd all be outside, like, for weeks and weeks and weeks, like, burning, like, having a fire pit at my house, having a fire pit at Troy's, having a fire pit here, like, hanging out in your garage, skating, doing all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, a couple of days, like, we were just all tired, you know, from, like, everything that was going on and staying up late. And
dude, there was a time, I mean, this happened a couple of times, but there was one time that, oh, I actually, it came back to me. I know exactly. So, do you remember that one night? It was you, Aaron, and I, and we were in my kitchen. And I had all the lights on, like, all my mm-hmm. light strips and whatever. And they were all, we had music on. We were listening to, like, old school rap.
Mm.
We stayed up until, like, 1 in the morning drinking, taking Hillside Hugs.
Oh, baby.
If those of you know, those of you that don't know what Hillside Hugs are,
that's
they are
fireball. Fireball.
But it has to come out of the bottle.
Straight from the bottle, pass it to the lips.
Preferably a glass one.
Glass ones do taste better than the plastic.
Straight out of the freezer.
Yeah, straight. Stored in the freezer, served cold, in a circle preferably, but any connected shape will work. Someone, you need a hug, you need a hug.
You need a hug.
You need a hug.
You always take, you take your sip and you pass it.
You sip and
you
pass.
Can't take two sips.
No.
It's this about is, the, it's this, about the community.
This is community. You gotta spread the love.
You ever heard of communion?
Communion.
Hillside communion. Okay.
It's like a hillside communion, yep. So that's like kinda where this, like, the name of this whole, like, thing started was, like, you know, a bourbon, when you sip bourbon, you get that warm feeling all the way down as the bourbon goes down. They call that a Kentucky hug. So, well, Fireball is just fun. It tastes good. It's a good time. You know, it's like just about being around people and everything. You still get that burn, but you only have Fireball on Hillside like that around a fire pit, if you know what's good for you.
We'll talk about it. You know, the hug. Hug means love, right?
That's right.
Tell you what, before I moved here, I hated Fireball.
But I never really drank it that much.
No,
before.
Me neither. Yeah. But it's just like, for what Fireball means to us now, mm. it's a way of coming together and
yeah.
and enjoying a hypothetical hug with each other.
Yeah, like a bro hug through a bottle.
Through a bottle.
Yeah. I didn't really drink Fireball that much. I kind of like before like. The Hillside Hangs and whatnot. But I went to Nashville with a buddy of mine, and it was like a guy's trip. He had moved up here for the Army. Sup, Corey? If he ever listens to this, it'd be cool if he did. Be a whole lot cooler if you did, man.
Tons of people are going to be listening to this.
Huh?
Tons of people are going to be listening to this.
Man, I can't wait. Listen.
Mark my words, Malvin.
Listen here, man. Malvin's here to tell you.
I hope Malvin comes out tonight.
Listen, well, we just keep on, you know, keeping on.
We got a bottle here.
How about you?
It's not full, but that's kind of the point.
Yeah. You know, so we're economical people, so we're not going to necessarily crack open a fresh bottle that we've worked hard to procure, or, you know, if it's something that's hard to get, if it's not open, let's drink everything that's open first before we open something else.
Absolutely.
But bourbon is meant to be enjoyed, and Frankie Johnson down at the Buffalo Trace Distillery in the documentary Neat says that bourbon is meant to be enjoyed, and the quote I think that he said that was most impactful to me was, there will always be more barrels of rare bourbon being made. We're the fragile ones. Open the bottle and drink it. Like, it's meant to be enjoyed and shared with friends. So
absolutely.
That's what this is all about. It's good stuff.
About enjoying time with friends.
Yeah, for sure. But not to leave Corey hanging, I did go on a guy's trip down to Nashville several years ago, and a bunch of guys from Wilmington and a buddy Cubby came in town and everything. We all went down to Nashville and hung out. We went to the bars and all this kind of stuff. Well, there's a whole nother story for like all the craziness that happened as far as like one night. Like, we had a photographer following us around. We were riding in a golf cart in the gulch, like going to a karaoke bar. This girl was lost, and she came out of the bathroom and like looked at me and she was bawling. I'm like, are you okay? I can't find my friends. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, well, I can help you find them. I was like, well, have you met my friend Corey? He's right here. So introduced him, and you know, it was funny. But we went to a bar, like one of the last days, day before we left, and there was this bartender, and they love Fireball. Like, they're like, oh, let's take a shot of Fireball, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it, man. Like, all right, cool.
Man, I can't even taste it.
Oh, man, it's great. I can't feel my legs. But this bartender, like, she had probably been working on Broadway for a long time, if you know what I mean. And we had all, like, got up there, and we're like, yeah, let's get a shot of Fireball. She's like, can I talk you into Jack Daniels Fire? It's better. And I'm like, I mean, I didn't have a say. Like, we were just doing whatever.
She's not 100% wrong.
No, Jack Daniels Fire is good. Yeah. Like, listen, every bottle that's out there has a compelling story to tell, you know? Like,
Fireball has a lot of stories.
Yes, it does, man. I'll tell you what. She's like a neighborhood boss, or... Fireball is like a neighborhood bicycle. Everybody's had a ride.
Yep. There's only one seat, and it's right on top.
That's right. It's a banana seat,
too. You can take the cap off if you want, but you don't have to.
Heard you wouldn't.
It's a lot more fun if you do.
Oh, heard you wouldn't. Heard you wouldn't, man. No, this is, like, it's kind of cool to, like, talk about stuff. And, like, I feel like we've had a good time. Just having a good time, if that makes sense.
Dude.
Like, the stuff, like, the shit we've done, like, Linville, and, like, I don't want to give that...
Four-wheeling.
Secret. Four-wheeling, like, your fucking drive shaft, and...
Dude. I remind myself every day, I'm like, first of all, how lucky I am, but, like, I don't deserve to live here.
Sure you do, Ricky. You got every right as I do, or any other man, woman, or children out there.
I gotta pour some more bourbon.
Are you gonna pour more?
Yeah.
Do you need some?
Yeah, I'll take some.
You're looking a little light over there, Ricky.
Ooh, that was good.
We're gonna have to mark this part of the podcast.
I could tell I was almost out because my arm wasn't tired anymore.
Those things are like dish bottom or something.
Are you about to finish that bottle?
Sure hope not.
Sure. You're helping the shelf on my wall. Tell you what.
Listen.
Things about to fall down.
Listen. Your shelf is like a guy that's like, have you ever seen, there's like a meme I feel like I've seen that like this really skinny kid is holding like a very large person on their shoulders. Your wall is like that. Like, thank God.
Well, you know, I made sure I found the studs.
Get off me.
Dude, those drywall anchors, you know, they're holding up, man.
Listen.
That double-sided tape, man.
Lord, I hope not. Just for the couple of you that are going to be listening to this very first episode, maybe more. Maybe it'll become legendary, and who knows.
We're already legends.
Oh.
Maybe we're not legends.
We're legends of the 40026. Is that what you mean?
Maybe. Or the 100 feet from my driveway to yours.
On this hillside drive, we rule with an iron fist.
Yeah, everyone, at least from my driveway to yours, knows who we are, okay?
By God, they do. Yeah, they do. See, we just need to work on, like, working our way down the street, you know? Well, you never know what kind of community we can create, man.
I mean, you know, maybe those people just... Hey, hold on. They drive down our side of the street every day.
All the time.
All last year they drove past us. Speeding,
being ridiculous, kids are in the street.
They had every chance to hang out with us. Way too fast.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you see us outside, we ain't scared.
We ain't scared.
We ain't scared.
You shouldn't be scared either.
Yeah.
Come hang out.
Come hang out. Hillside Drive, Goshen, Kentucky.
Anyone.
Anyone and everyone.
Can you skate? Doesn't matter. If you can, it's even cooler.
It'd be a whole lot cooler if you can.
You like bourbon? Hell yeah. You like vodka? Hell yeah. You like water? That's fine too.
Yeah. Listen, we don't discriminate. We accept everyone and anyone.
If you are an asshole, but for some reason you like Fresca, you're in.
Yeah, but we're going to keep an eye on you. So we're enjoying this last little bit of this delectable Cooper's Craft. It is a Brown Foreman product made here in the great state of Kentucky, Louisville. It's not the bourbon capital officially, but there's a lot of bourbon going on in Louisville right now, don't you think?
Before we go any further, if anyone out of state is listening to this, it's pronounced Louisville.
Yeah, not Louisville, not
Louisville or
Louisville. Louisville. Listen, don't come to Louisville and say, oh, yeah, I like Louisville. It's so great. Don't do that. Don't do it. Louisville. Pretend like you've been drinking bourbon for like, pretend like you've had two bourbons and you're trying to say Louisville.
While holding your tongue.
And it's so heavy because there's, you drink bourbon.
And that's how you say it right.
That's exactly where it came from.
Literally. Facts.
Like, you can ask Colonel Sanders. He told me.
Look it up on Wikipedia. That's exactly what
it's
happened.
It's on Wikipedia. Definitely look it up. To be fair, Colonel Sanders did not tell me that. I just don't want to get in trouble with anything, you know?
He didn't. No, he did not.
Yeah.
I swear.
Lord, I do declare.
If anyone is listening to this, and they are out of state.
Listen. All right, I'm going to stop you right there. You need to stop having that attitude, okay?
So those of you who are listening to this who are out of
state. My man!
Okay. If you do decide to come to Louisville, and for some reason you may not be a whiskey drinker, and I say whiskey for a reason.
I'm with you.
All bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. You need to remember that. So listen, if you come here.
If you guys could see what I'm looking at right now, he just winked at me when he said that. Okay, so you have to understand that. All bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. So with the wink.
If you do end up here in Louisville, do not be afraid to try different types of bourbon from Kentucky.
Yeah. I mean,
there is a full spectrum.
Full spectrum. There are micro distilleries popping up everywhere. Like, and some that like never heard of, but have like a big outfit and have like crazy good bourbon. I mean,
well, it's like Angel's Envy.
Yeah.
Angel's Envy came out of the woodwork and they became huge.
And now they have a massive distillery right across from the Louisville Bat Stadium that they're expanding on. It's crazy.
Well, they did actually get sold.
Who bought them? Bacardi?
Bacardi. Yeah. Well, that says something. Bacardi may. Listen, you know, I'm not saying anything about Bacardi. To someone that shit is awesome.
What was our Come Sail Away last year?
Yeah.
That was made with Bacardi pineapple. Thank you to Bacardi. Please send us more bottles of pineapple then.
If you're listening to this,
it's delicious. Delicious.
For those of you that don't know what a Come Sail Away is, it is a concoction of sorts made by the, it may have been made by Calvin, but at some
it
point.
It was definitely made by Malvin.
It was definitely made by Malvin.
For sure.
Walked in his kitchen.
Listen here, I got this. Taste like? And I got this. I think, honestly, I went to the liquor store. I was like, pineapple rum sounds really good right now. I'm going to try some of that.
I think we
could like make something really good with it. Maybe. Ooh, I'll get a Body Armor drink, like that pina colada. Ooh, yeah, I'll put pina colada with pineapple. What else do we need in it? Oh, dude, we'll get one of those monster drinks, the Monster Energy drink. Just put a splash in it. You don't need much.
You could have done pina colada.
Rain?
Not rain, but the other one.
Bang?
Bang.
Bang and
they
rain?
They have a pina colada bang.
Really?
Yeah,
they do, because they have that seltzer version, too.
Someone gave me one.
Dude, that's.
I think you gave me one.
You may have. I'm pretty sure it did.
It was probably. Malvin doesn't
Chances
remember.
Chances are it happened if he said it did, by God.
If those of you don't know, Calvin is Malvin and Malvin is Calvin.
We are one and the same, but not the same. It's just like that, all bourbons are whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon.
Not all Malvins are Malvins. But all
not
Malvins
all Calvins
are
Malvins. Lord, this is funny. Yeah, that's a... No, that drink is great, though.
It is good.
But I did give you, it was a Bang. Bang Pina Colada. Rain had the, what was that? They had the Dreamsicle.
Orange Dreamsicle and the white gummy bear.
White gummy bear. Dude, that white gummy bear, pineapple rum, a little bit of body armor. Even no body armor, just Sprite, like Sprite Zero. And, dude.
Rain, please send Rain.
Rain. We would love if you wanted us to talk more about your product, because
I want it delivered by Juju Mufu.
Please come here. Listen, we got a rack here. We got barbells. We got dumbbells. Like, we could have a great time. I mean, we could do some tricks and film some video of him doing splits on skateboards, holding up.
We could take him over to eat the weights.
Heard he wouldn't. Yeah, we could take him over to eat the weights.
He'll probably eat the weights.
I heard he wouldn't eat the weights, though.
You won't, Juju Mufu.
I heard
you won't.
Wouldn't, Juju Mufu. Hey, congrats to him. I think he placed or did something in a like bodybuilding competition or something.
Dude, that guy is a monster.
He is an animal.
And he's cool. Like, I really like that guy.
Yeah. No, he's like, I think he was on America's Got Talent. I think I remember watching that. And I'm like, whoa, that dude is.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. He did a split between two chairs holding 225 on a barbell over his head.
Yeah. He's a monster.
Animal. Absolutely animal. Completely animal. But like super, like his social media and everything. Super
I like
cool.
His flips. He does flips.
Yeah. Anybody that can do a flip, I want to learn how to do a backflip.
I can do a backflip.
Did you see that? I don't know if it was probably TikTok. I don't have TikTok because I'm old, I guess. But
I try to keep it on the lowdown on social media.
Yeah.
Keep it as limited as possible.
Listen, I look.
I get on there sometimes when Heather sends me stuff, but.
I'm very observant. But for the most part, like, you just gotta, like, do you and not get tied up with shit that's, like, time wasters, right? But there was a TikTok of this, like, this video of this girl, like, teaching how to do a backflip. And it goes through, like, all these iterations, like, okay, first do this, like, jump back and, like, land this way. Or, like, jump up and then, like, lay down and, like, bend over backwards and stuff. And so, like, this video is, like, split down the middle. Split screen. This instructional video is on the right and this dude's on the left. And it'd be like a dude that's like, all right, man, I need to get my life together. I've been a little overweight and I just need to, like, I think I could do a backflip though. So he watches a TikTok video and it's like, I mean, it's hilarious because he's like doing all the things, like split screen. He's like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And it's like, jump up and then sit down on your butt and roll all the way back and touch your feet to the ground. And then it's like the next thing, it just like cuts. And then they like finally do a backflip and he like throws himself back and he lands on his fucking head. It's so funny. That would be me. That's how I would do a backflip.
I mean, if I was training someone to do a backflip, I would have them land on their head. You know why?
That's how you learn.
Because the next time they do it, they won't want to do that again. Like, all right, well, let's get this full rotation so that
all
shit
right,
doesn't
fuck
happen
it,
again.
I ain't going to do that again, man. That sucks.
Gosh darn it. I don't want to fuck that shit.
Shoot. I ain't going to do that no more. Dude, I'll tell you what. That Cooper's Craft 100 proof.
It's not bad. Woo. It's good stuff. Listen. It's not like, I mean, it's not my favorite.
Well, what is your favorite? What's your top, like, what's your go-to top three bourbons right now? And I know, and I
well,
say right
say,
now.
You can't say go-to, though.
Okay, what do you.
My go-to.
Let me say this. All right, you're the type of guy, you're a connoisseur, okay? And I say that because, like, you appreciate all bourbons. You're willing to try all bourbons. You want to see what it's all about, whether it's a high rye or a weeded or traditional or whatever. And. Like, you're at a point now in your, I don't know a good word for it, but like in your walk with bourbon, if you will. Like, you started with, you got, everybody's got to start with something. But like,
started with Woodford and maybe been like 5 or 6 years old.
Well, way to set the bar high.
Little sippy sips, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, dog. I started with a Jim Beam white label.
I'm sorry.
At a concert.
I don't mean that.
May have been underage at the time, but it was at a concert. And I remember pulling from a bottle of white label, and it was warm. It was summertime. That was, we've all made mistakes in our life. That was probably one of mine. Not because Jim Beam was
we're
bad.
We're not talking shit about Jim Beam.
Not
Jim
at all.
Jim Beam
not
makes some good stuff. Just hell. Jim Beam may not be my favorite.
Listen, White Label Hot is not my favorite, okay?
You don't put it in the microwave?
Listen, it might as well have been in the microwave because...
You don't microwave your bourbon?
Dude, you'd be a whole lot cooler if you did.
Be a whole lot cooler if you did.
Oh, dude, it was so bad. It was so bad. Bad. Well, listen.
I don't know.
It was so bad, but it was good because I learned. Don't do that again.
Hey, man.
You dumbass.
What's the saying? It's what's better than cold beer?
Free beer?
Free beer.
Hey.
Whether or not it's warm or not.
Dude.
Hey.
True words. Listen, cold beer, you can't beat cold beer.
Yes, you can.
With what? A stick?
Free beer.
Free beer.
If you walk into a party and like, hey, I got this cold beer, you can't have it, but you, or you, hold on, you can pay $5 for this cold beer. Or I'll give you this free beer, but it may not be cold, but you're poor.
That'll still be a hard pass for me.
Hard pass? What are you going to drink? Jim Beam White Label?
Exactly. Exactly. Because you get a lot for your money there.
But then you're still going to pay for it later.
Pay for it on the front end and pay for it on the back end, man. I'm telling you. Oh, dude. I'm trying to remember. I had a thought I was going to talk about, but... Who the hell? If there's background
fucking
noise on
rice
this,
burners.
Listen, I hope if there is background noise on this, like we are literally hanging out in Landon's garage. I'm looking at Aaron Lieber's house. You guys, I don't know if we need to edit his name out, but
sorry, Aaron, it's in there.
Sorry, Aaron, or tall Aaron.
Sorry, Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. you are a peach and we're going to miss you, but we love you as well. And
he's walking distance away.
He's super, I mean, truthfully in his new spot too, still walking.
We distance. Might have to walk home from his house one day.
Listen, we live walking distance. He lives hiking distance. If that makes sense.
I mean, like, for him, it's like three steps.
Yeah. He is a tall mother.
I mean, yeah, he's, you know, The Rock.
Yeah.
He may not be as wide or as muscular. He's pretty thick. Muscular.
He holds his own for an old man.
Yes, he does.
I'm going to call you out, Aaron. You're an old man, man.
You won't do anything.
Heard you wouldn't.
You won't do shit.
I'm looking at you right now in your
walk
eyes, man.
Yeah, because your blinds aren't up. Oh. Down. Well, one of them is for the first time ever.
Just kidding.
Not kidding.
But seriously, we love you and we'll miss you.
Aaron's our neighbor.
He's our neighbor. He lives in walking distance. He's moving to hiking distance, but another Aaron may or may not be taking his house to be in walking distance. So fingers crossed. That'd be
I think it's going to happen.
So the great thing about Hillside Drive is that, like, being connected and, like, having relationships and friendships with all the people around you, you know a lot more things that are going on. So, like, randomly, I told Aaron across the street who lives there already that, like, hey man, like, if you know if anybody want to move or something, like, let me know because Aaron McCoy is interested.
That's how he sounded when he asked him.
That's
or
exactly
told him.
Listen, I said it in that tone just so it's unassuming and seemingly docile, you know. But I don't know, like, I just had, like, I wanted to tell him, like, just like, hey, man, like.
Were you sitting on the couch in your front yard?
We were actually
that?
In the street in front of my house.
On your
and
couch.
And I went out there. I'm like, hey, what you up to, bro? Like, I haven't seen you in a while. That's how it always is. Because he's like, dude, that dude is, like, 100% a committed dad. Like,
dude.
Like, I want to be like him when I'm his age. Because, like, he's such a good dad.
He's definitely
kids.
Someone to strive to be.
For sure. 100%. Like, he's solid, dude. Like. Great friend, like, great dad with his kids. Like, his kids are amazing. Like, his kids are so sweet and, like, so nice. Like, I
Which
have
says
little...
a lot. I mean, his kids, I mean, you don't have to worry about them.
No.
There's
like,
nothing to worry about.
Like, they don't, like, they're teenagers and they're not, like, having parties here all the time. They're not, like, going out.
Which, if they did,
stuff.
It's cool.
Hey, yeah, it's totally cool. You know? Elena.
I might go over there and hang out.
You know.
What's up?
How are y'all? Are?
He's not here. No shit.
Yes. But yeah, he's just like, he's a good dude. You know, like you meet people in your life that like, you're like, that dude's like such a cool guy. And like, I want to get to know him more or whatever. You get to know him. You're like, man, you good people, man. That's how I feel. Like, I love that guy. Like, he's like, I'd do anything for him. Like, Yates is like super cute kid.
Dude, yeah. How old is Yates?
4.
He's 4. And this kid, like, not that you, generally, if there's a 4-year-old running around, you might have to worry about something.
You might have to keep your eyes on them.
This kid,
yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything.
No, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Like, we're in your shed working on the arch for my wedding,
mm-hmm.
and Yates is just out there. You don't necessarily have to keep your eye on him. You know he's there.
Yeah.
And you just let him do his thing. You know he'll be okay.
No, he come get you if he needs you. And he's like, like all their kids are super polite. Like, just, and they're, his daughters have babysat for us before. And like Trey and Levi are like absolutely in love with Elena.
Oh, I'm sure.
And Nadia, like, they're like, when can they watch us again, Daddy?
Daddy.
That's what it sounds like. But what
when
I
are you guys going out
like,
to eat next?
Are you guys gonna go out and hang out with friends later? Because I want Elena to watch me.
Can my friend?
That's what
come
he
over?
Says. That's my oldest saying that. We might have to edit that out because hopefully people don't think that's creepy. But if they do, well, I'm not a creepy person. So to get to know me, you would change your mind.
Well, if you ever met your kids, you know it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Talk about great kids.
Oh.
Your kids.
My kids are
cool. Oh, my goodness. Like, you come over to my house, and they'll come with you.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't have to worry about them.
No, they sit.
Like, and it, well, that's because you have a... I'm not saying anything bad about young kids. I mean, kids will be kids, and they'll do what they do, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like you buy a puppy, and it tears your couch up. You know what? If you're pissed off about that,
you
shouldn't
have
gotten a puppy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. For sure.
Your kids.
I'm super blessed, dude.
I love Trey and Levi.
They're fun. They're like a package deal. Like, when they're together, like, they're at their best.
Well, and Trey's like, he's so nice to Levi. Like, they're a team. Like, they really are. Yeah. Like, they have their fights, but then they, like, I mean.
They hug each other. Then.
Yeah, and they're fine.
I've been preaching to them. Trey's 8, Levi's 6. For the last, like, 6 years, like, we've always been, like, you know, you help him and everything. But I've like been as far back as they could understand, I've been like, you're on the same team. Like, mommy and daddy aren't always going to be there, but you're going to always have each other. So like, figure it out.
Like, they figure it out.
They figure it out.
I mean, they definitely act a lot older than they are, but like, they're still like that playful.
Yeah.
Young. I mean, obviously they're young, but there's adolescent in them, 100%.
That innocence that's like, oh, I'm goofy.
Well, talking about goofy, Levi.
Levi's a jokester, man.
You, no joke, you, talk about jokes. Anyway, you should introduce him to stand-up comedy.
Don't worry.
Dude, that kid is naturally hilarious.
Yeah.
He doesn't even try. His timing is perfect. Like, it is just...
Dude, there's...
I don't know how he does... I mean, like, that's something you earn over time. Like, you go through elementary school, and you know when you're in elementary school, and you try hard to, like, hit the punchline, and obviously your timing
you
is
wanna,
way
like,
off.
You want to make everybody laugh.
And then you get in the middle school, and it gets just a little bit better, and then you realize in high school you shouldn't try so hard, and then it's funnier that way.
Yeah,
Levi already figured that
out.
Yeah,
he's 6, and he's like, there was a, we were at a friend's house, and we had stopped at Chick-fil-A. Shout out Chick-fil-A. I'm trying to get a platinum membership there. Platinum member. I'm red right now until in the next year, you know.
You're red?
Red.
What does that even mean?
You don't even know.
I don't care. Sorry.
You don't care or they don't care?
I don't know.
All right. Whatever. Regardless.
Anyway.
Anyway, Chick-fil-A is fantastic. But Levi, we went over to a friend's house. We stopped at Chick-fil-A, picked up, you know, the usual chicken nuggets, french fries, lemonade, all that kind of stuff. Whenever I was doing some work at a friend of our family's house. And Trey at the time had a bunch of loose teeth, right? So, like, he said to our friend Kim, yeah, I don't like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets because they hurt my teeth. And Levi, without missing a beat, was like, as soon as Trey said that, he's like, and I don't like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets because they hurt my feelings. And we all lost it because it was so, it was like literally perfect timing. Oh, I don't like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets because they hurt my teeth. Oh, I don't like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets because they hurt my feelings. And it, like, it was so funny. And he's like, so many times, like,
Did Trey even realize that Levi just shit on him?
No. Well, like, he laughed too because it was so funny. Like, I mean, Levi's hilarious, and he's just, he doesn't care. Like, he, like, I love that kid because he just, he, I mean, gets like embarrassed sometimes or whatever, like every kid does. But, like, yeah, for the most part, like, he's just oblivious to, like, anything, any, like, awkwardness or anything like that. I mean, he's awkward in his own right. Like, he's a 6-year-old. Like, he doesn't, he's, dude, got two big giant teeth coming down through his gums right now, and I think he's the only one in kindergarten with that.
When's his special coming up? I mean, seriously.
I mean, we're looking at right now we're looking at 2025. You know, we just want to refine special. Some stuff and make sure that he's, like, at a level.
We don't Comedy Central to
yeah, shout out
to not Comedy Central. How about YouTube. Netflix? Netflix is a little better.
Maybe Netflix, a lot, yeah, better. Listen, do you want to see a 10-year-old crack you up like you couldn't imagine?
Dude, we were in your living room playing Switch, and we're, like, sitting in there, and I'm like, what is that fucking smell? Like, who farted? And nothing. No one's confessing. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just the dog. Okay, fine.
That's what I say, too.
And then it goes away, and then, you know, a couple of minutes later, what the fuck is that smell? Who farted? And you're like, well, maybe it's Ellie. Smelly Ellie.
Smelly Ellie. She Ellie's farts, a beagle.
She eats her shit.
She likes to eat turds, so you really can't trust her.
Don't let her lick
you. But she's a sweetheart. Listen, after 8 o'clock p.m., she's a sweetheart. She lets you rub her ears and everything. She ain't going to try and lick you or nothing. That's great. She's a sweetheart.
She'll wake you up in the morning, that's for sure.
Yeah. Including all the neighbors, because everybody knows when we're home or when we're waking up, because everywhere. And then it wakes up the hounds across the street. Like,
well, then it, sorry, but anyway, no.
But Levi.
But to apologize to the dogs. So after like 3 or 4 times of, what is that smell? I'm like, who farted? Levi goes, I did. And as he says, I did, simultaneously jumps up in the air, does a 360, and farts out loud.
Dude, I didn't know that. That's so funny.
This kid is impeccable. Okay. He was like halfway waiting on that. He's like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do.
I'm just going to hold it in.
Wait for it. All right.
Wait for it. There's a reason I'm holding this fart in right now.
And I'm not, that's not an exaggeration. Straight up, I'm looking at him. He's right next to me. I'm sitting on the couch by myself. There's a couch across from me. Trey's on it. And there's a separate chair. And Calvin's sitting there. And Levi's just standing there. I'm like, who farted? Fucking, I swear to you. Jumps up, 360 fart. Right there.
Listen, if that was an,
he's like, X, I did.
If that was an X game event, he would have won gold.
Dude, for 20 sure. minutes, this kid's farting the whole time. And we're all like, what is that smell? And he's just not saying anything.
I don't know if I probably should tell you this. And maybe if there's anyone listening that hasn't had kids or have, like, young kids. Kids' farts smell awful. They're so bad.
I mean, what are you feeding your kids,
man? I don't know what they eat, dude. Like, well, they go to who school.
Does that? Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the school,
dude,
food.
Like
rock hard
pizza,
chicken
finger. Like, I could look up what the menu is tomorrow,
But like, they'll ask.
Expired milk.
Every night, like right when the kids are start getting ready for bed, taking showers and brushing teeth and all that kind of stuff, they'll be like, Kristen will be like, do you guys want to buy lunch or you want me to pack lunch? And it's like, okay, what's the menu? So we look on the elementary school's menu and it tells like, oh, pizza crunchers and vegetables and this and that. And Trey will look at her and be like, I want to pack my lunch tomorrow. Yeah. I don't want that.
I don't blame him. I never did. I mean, a couple times I may have packed my lunch. But, you know, it requires a little bit of work. A
little effort.
A little bit of effort. When you can just get on the bus, go there, and there's food.
Yeah. Well, my lovely wife, is a rock star. She does so much for everybody without any praise. And probably half the stuff she does, we don't even realize. But
right.
She typically, like, when she talks to, when she asks them what they want to do, she'll pack their lunch and they tell her what they want. She'll pack exactly what they want. Trey tonight was like, we're like, all right, Trey, do you want to buy lunch tomorrow or you want to pack lunch? All right, what's the menu? Told him the menu. He's like, I want to pack lunch. And so I was up at the church, like, for a little event and everything, and came back and had a pizza, leftover pizza and everything from Domino's. Thanks, Domino's. It was delicious. But Trey saw that I had pizza, and he's like, oh, I want some of that tomorrow for my lunch. And then Kristen told him what it was, and he's like, I changed my mind. I still want to pack my lunch, but I want a peanut butter jelly, and I want a banana, and I want a bag of chips, and I want applesauce, and I want, like, a juice box, please. And she's like, okay, thank you. Like, perfect. Like, I mean,
dude, he knows what he wants.
The kid knows
everything he wants.
Yeah, he's like, no, this is exactly. He's very particular about things. Like, I mean, has very high attention to detail. Like, he wants things a specific way. Like, he has, like, an idea in his mind. He wants to, like, do that. Or he has, like, an idea for, like, play or, like, something to do. He figures it out. Like, I took a video of him. This was a couple weeks ago. Kristen was out of town for a wedding that she was doing. And it was, like, Saturday morning. We woke up. We were just kind of hanging out, like, chilling out, watching TV. And just, like, I think I had just made breakfast and everything. I made French toast for him because that's what they wanted. And Trey had, like, started to get out, like, some cars because he has tons of cars, like, die-cast things. He's got, like, Hot Wheels. He's got all kinds of stuff. And he started, like, setting them all out and everything. And then he had, like, so in our living room, we have, like, an open floor, but, like, there's a little, you know, it's not a very big room. And there's, like, a window right there for outside and everything. But we have a trunk that's, like, right up against the window to keep the dogs away from jumping on the blinds and everything. But on that trunk, he, like, set up all this, like, this crowd, like, this whole, like, audience, if you will. And then on the floor, he had two of his big monster trucks. And then he had, like, these little jump ramps and, like, all these other cars they were going to, like, jump on and everything, and, like, these down ramps and stuff. So I took a whole video of everything. It was, like, it was the coolest thing. But, like, that's just, like, what he has this idea in his head. He's like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to pretend, like, I'm in a Monster Jam right now. And, like, I've got this whole audience and everything. And I've got, like, this whole set. And it's just, like, it's fun to watch. Super fun to watch.
No, yeah. His attention span is, it's just
short.
It's almost never ending. Like, it's just, and you can tell. Yeah. And I'm not, like,
squirrel.
I'm not going to compare him to a dog, but for example, you know, there are those, you know, there's those dogs, you can tell they're paying attention. They know what's going on. They're like, for example, your dog, Logan,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're looking around. They'll look you straight, like, straight into your soul.
Yeah.
Like, but then there's those dogs that, you know, they're just, you know, cross-eyed, not literally, but they just look around the room while everything's going on, and they're not really paying attention. Trey, on the other hand, you know, he's just he's on it. And mm-hmm. he knows what he wants. Like I said it before, it's just, he knows what he wants. It's just like, you know, I'll hear him. It's like, daddy, you know, can I get this skin on Fortnite? And he's just like, this is the one I want right here. And, you know, what's great about, you know, you, I remember I was there. He wanted that skin, that everyone else had.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Trey, I'm like, why do you want that skin? He's like, well, this person has it and this person has it. And you're like, well, what about these other ones? These ones are way cooler than that one. Like, you don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to have that one just because everyone else has it.
It's okay.
But he realizes that. He's like, you know what? You're right. You know, he wants to be different. He is different. You know, there's not many children of your kid's age that can compare, you know. It's, you know, I see Trey and Levi as being, you know, the ones that the other kids want to be.
Man, I hope so. That'd be cool. I mean, well, but I mean, hopefully, I remember
there was always that one person. I'm like,
yeah,
man,
it's like, man, that guy's cool got, to be that guy. Got it together. You know, like, I mean, there was people. I mean, I think that's like kind of standard for like, there's always people you look up to when you're in school and growing up. And I, you know, it's always a parent's hope that like their kids are that person for someone else. But I hope that they're like continuing to look forward and be like, well, I want to be like that. And so like, what do I need to get from there to there? Like, I love the outdoors. I love hiking. I love backpacking. I love camping. I love just anything outside, being in the woods, being in God's creation. That's like where I want to be. And so we watch Steve Rinella's like Meat Eater on YouTube, and Levi loves, I think they both love that show. They definitely both love that show. But Levi, like when we were at the gorge, Red River Gorge, a few weekends ago when we were hiking, and we went to Courthouse Rock and we did a couple other trails other days. But Levi was like, he put on his backpack and he had a hat on, and he's like, I'm like, Levi, you look like a real hiker. And he's like, I'm not a hiker, I'm a meat eater. And it's like that mindset of like, no, I'm going to do this. Like there's no option to quit, you know? And that's like, I joke with those kids. Like, you know, the teacher tells us this, that their handwriting's bad, so they need to strengthen their arms. So we do like the wheelbarrow roll, the wheelbarrow walk to their bed. So right. Like we start in the living room, walk all the way down the living room and the hallway into the room while they're on their hands and I'm holding their legs to like strengthen their wrists or their forearms and everything for grip strength. And like, just like all that stuff, like it's like built them up, and it's just so cool to see like them like the outdoors and everything too. But Levi is like, I'm a meat eater. That like, I love that because they're just.
Well, I mean, and that comes from, you know, you and Kristen allowing them to do things. Like, not everyone wants to allow their kids to do things. Like, you know, why not just go to Lowe's, get a padlock, get some bubble wrap, and you know what to do next.
I remember in high school I wrote like a satire like essay or something like that, and I was like, you know, driver's ed and like new drivers, we're gonna have a new driver's lane. So if you've been driving for less, it was like, what's a problem you see in the world and how would you solve it like creatively if there was no restrictions? And I was like, you know, if new drivers could have a new driver's lane that was literally coated with mattresses and like bubble wrap and all this kind of stuff, and they just can cruise down if they go over the median or they fall into something or they wreck into the median or whatever, they're going to be okay because they're bouncing off mattresses and like soft things. But I mean, they're like, I'm very thankful for my children. I don't deserve like how good they are, because that's just a blessing and everything. But they're so, I love joking around with them. They're so much fun. Yeah,
they're the best. I mean,
they're so
I will
much
say
fun.
That every time. Like, and I mean, I obviously, I mean, I like kids and stuff like that, but I mean, like, I've obviously been around other yeah. kids, and I'm just like, you know, there's that side of me. Like, I mean, they're definitely kids. They're just kids. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's a whole just different story when it comes to Trey and Levi. They're yeah. just, you know, I don't know. They're the outliers for yeah. sure.
That's like.
Like, their teachers have to love them. I mean, like.
Yeah. Trey's teacher, he's such a joy to have in class. He's such a good leader.
He's got
to
be.
He tells me stories all the time, like, kids in his class, like, do stupid stuff. And, you know, like, steal Husky books from him and stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm really sorry that happened. But, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, I mean, you can't. Like, it's not going to work if you do this. If you like, tell the teacher and tell them that this kid stole your Husky Bucks or whatever, for you to, because, like, the Husky Bucks are, like, if you imagine elementary school as prison.
I mean, that's how I imagined it.
Husky Bucks are, like.
I went there.
Yeah.
It was.
So, Husky Bucks are essentially, like, your street cred and your like your money in prison. So like it's not real money, but it gets you privileges and stuff. So Trey had been saving Husky Bucks for something. Like, cause sometimes you can wear pajamas one day, you can bring a toy one day, but you have to pay Husky Bucks for it.
Okay.
And I'm so thankful for his teacher. She's like, I mean, she's never said any bad things about him and stuff, but he tells me all the bad things that other kids do, and I'm like, man, that sucks. Like,
she does?
No, Trey does.
Oh, Trey.
Yeah. Trey's like, hey, daddy.
Teacher's having like a heart-to-heart with you, like, man, these kids,
I swear I need some help. Listen, you got Trey there, you're good. Like, Trey's like the ringleader. But yeah, it's just funny that, you know, they I guess stepping back 30,000 foot view, being a dad to watch them like grow in that way and hear teachers say that. That's what you always want. Like, you always want teachers to say, like, such a joy to have in class. He's such a good leader. He's like a good influence on other kids. Like, that's all you want. Like, that's all you really care about. And I'm thankful for both of them. I don't deserve them as children because I'm a sinful man and I don't deserve any of it. But I'm very thankful for them, and they're awesome kids, and they're so much fun to joke around with. Like, we always joke around, like, nonstop in our house. It's just one joke after another. Like, I'll look at them and be like, hey, pull my finger, or like, hey, you know, like, get their attention, look at me, yeah. and I'll just rip one just right there. It'd be like first thing in the morning, they're just still waking up, and they're like, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And they look at me. I'm like, and they both laugh. I'm like, all right, cool. You guys are still with me. That's good. That's good.
That's the shit my dad used to do with us. He's like, hey, man, can you get that string off the back of my pants? I'm like, what string? He's like, it's right there. And then you like look closer and he farts in your face.
Yeah.
He's like, gotcha.
Dang it, I'm going to get pink eye, man.
You fall for it every time. Damn. For some reason. You never learn.
That's how you get pink eye right there, man. I'll tell you. That's how you get pink eye.
Shit, man.
So fun. So much fun. It's fun raising kids, though. I mean, so like, for me personally, like, I just want to be a dad. Like, I think that's like a really cool.
You are a dad.
I know, dude.
Just want to be a dad, man.
I just want to be a dad, man.
Well,
I am a dad. I've been a dad for 8 years, and I'm really thankful for them because, even when I was younger, I was like, I just want to be a cool dad. Like, I just want to be a dad. I want to be something cool and like press into my kids and like teach them things and like show them things that I learned along the way. And I've tried to do that. And, you know, like, I'm not the best at anything or everything. And so I try. I mean, I just try to, like, introduce them to new things. I might not encourage them on certain things like I should. I'm working on that. But, you know, other things that I want them to learn. Dude, recently, he loves basketball.
Who?
Trey.
Oh, yeah. You've been moving the truck out of the way.
Dude, he's like, Daddy, can, when you get home, like, we're at the bus stop, right? Like,
dude, no, hold on, before you go any further, no shit, you left my house, and, like, I saw you get in your truck, and I thought you were leaving. I was like, man, that sucks. I was like, don't leave. and then you did it. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to abide by the HOA, you know. Listen, so this podcast is headquartered in the great city of Goshen, Kentucky. And what Goshen, Kentucky is, we actually live in a neighborhood called City of Goshen. And City of Goshen in itself
is in Goshen.
Is in Goshen. But also, it's technically an HOA, but we have to vote for a mayor.
But it's a city.
But it's a city. I don't know. It's very
No
confusing.
One votes for the mayor. Just no one runs.
Literally, if anybody were to register, I mean, I might register you for next year's elections.
Do it, who man. Knows?
I mean,
I'm not going to do shit just like the other guy.
It's true.
Say what?
Yeah, no, that's definitely true, though. Like, I mean, I don't have the time to run for mayor. I think Troy should run for mayor.
He runs his own business. He doesn't work every day. Not that that's a bad thing, but, you know.
He's flexible.
He is flexible, and he knows when he needs to make his money, and he makes his money, and he has some days off.
Yeah, we all have some days off.
I'm not 100% on that, but from what I see, sometimes that van is still in the driveway.
Listen.
And it's not a bad thing, Troy, if you're listening to this. We're not talking shit.
Troy, we love you.
Because we know you'd be a great mayor, and you know all the things
to do. I've been telling you for 2 years now you need to run for mayor, and I know you've known that inside your heart for longer than that. You deserve and you need to be mayor of Goshen. Because we need a skate park in Spring Meadow Park. Why do we need a park when we're next to a nature preserve?
Troy, that garage door needs to be open a little bit more. We haven't seen you in a while. What's that all about?
I miss you, Troy. Hey, I'm going to pause this because I got to pee real bad.
Okay, go ahead.
And we're back.
We're back.
Troy, we do miss you. We love you. Want to see your sweet face. So we ran into a little bit of a snag.
It's really bad.
Yeah. We ran out of bourbon. So, I don't know if we mentioned this earlier, but we do try to be efficient, right? And Letterkenny, they always say, if you can be anything, be efficient.
So they also say, this is where all the dicks hang out.
We'll put the shits on the outside of the toilet.
I did do that today. We will continue with what you were saying. Okay. I walked into the gym today. And the owner of the gym was in the bathroom talking to this other guy that I've known for a while that goes to the same gym. And they're just talking in the bathroom. I walk in, I go, is this where all the dicks hang out?
Dude, straight up, I've like said that to myself as I walked into a bathroom, like jokingly, like, is this where all the dicks hang out?
Yeah, you walk in, everyone's naked, and you're laughing.
Wait, like, where am I? What the fuck is going on? Where am I?
And they're like, you're in the wrong place. Please leave.
Wait, you picked the wrong door, friend. All right, so we have a little bit of a dilemma. We did run out of this Cooper's Craft 100 proof, but it was excellent.
It was pretty good.
Excellent.
And it's not very expensive.
Yep. It's a Brown-Forman product, which is a great product.
I love
Brown-Forman stuff.
Regular Cooper's Craft is like 20 or 25, and then I think 100 proof.
It's like 30,
obviously,
right?
Has more alcohol in it.
It's like 30.
It's probably
like,
$30.
Right?
They're not very different, but I mean, I think you can all. Well, I'm not going to go any further with that. I think you can only get it in one bottle, but I might be completely wrong about that. I don't really go searching for it. It is good bourbon. It's something I'll buy randomly and
listen,
just keep on the shelf.
Listen, it's all about the easy, like, all right. If you're looking for bourbon and you don't know where to start, or you're like looking for something different, or you're looking just I don't want to buy the same thing this time. I want to try something like different. Cooper's Craft is excellent.
Talking about different though, you should always be different. Like,
yeah.
If you're going to go into bourbon, never ever think like, oh, well, this might not be good because it's cheap. Let me tell you something.
Listen.
Some of the cheaper bourbons I've had are way better than the expensive bourbons.
Bro, let's talk about Benchmark.
We can talk about Benchmark. Benchmark. I'm down for that.
It's excellent.
For those of you who don't know, usually in the past, Benchmark would be a... not that this is a bad thing, but usually Benchmark would fall into the category as a well at a bar, restaurant, etc.
Listen, it's okay to be a well. Sometimes you need to be
Sometimes the well is dependable. Old Forester 86, which is...
fantastic.
You can't ask for better.
Listen, I'm a big fan of OFO. I got made fun of in an EMT class one time when some people... So I'm not from Kentucky. I moved up here in 2009 from North Carolina. North Carolina is always going to be my home, but Kentucky, I like Kentucky a lot. And I started drinking Old Forester because it was cheap and it was great. I mean, mix it, drink it straight. I drink it neat. I don't care. Like, okay. I know I'm drinking Old Forester. It's all good. Like, I like the... It tastes so good. So good.
Especially with some, you know, ginger ale.
Ginger ale, bro. Fresca or...
Mountain Dew.
Dude. If you're not drinking Diet Dew and bourbon...
If you're not doing the Dew, okay?
That's why they made Mountain Dew. What do you think it was?
Stop Mountain
Dew. Mountain Dew is about moonshine, by God.
Those of you that don't know and you like bourbon, do some Old Forester 86.
Yeah.
With some... Either, I mean, you know, whether you prefer regular Mountain Dew. I prefer Diet.
Diet?
That's fine.
I mean, it's got artificial sugar, and that's what I drink. Regular Mountain Dew does have like 250 calories and a lot of sugar in it.
A lot of sugar. Make your stomach hurt.
Yeah, make your belly ache.
But you do you, you know. Bourbon is supposed to be drank.
Do whatever your conscience permits.
Well, bourbon's supposed to be drank any way you want to drink it.
That's right. The best way to have bourbon is just the way you like it.
Exactly.
That's right. So, I mean, Old Forester's fantastic. But, so, Cooper's Craft, it was an excellent bottle. I hate to retire that. 100 proof Cooper's Craft made in Louisville, Kentucky. Very fantastic.
It is good. It's not bad. It's not bad for the price. If you're a price guy. You like bourbon and you're a price guy, because there are price guys who love bourbon, and there are some bourbon lovers who don't care about the price.
Yeah.
The world Cooper's Craft is always a great choice. It is a great buy.
It's a great buy. I mean, listen, the world needs all those people. They need the people that are going to pay whatever it costs for bourbon. They need people that are price conscious.
Let's talk about great buys, though. Let's bring it back to Benchmark.
Benchmark.
Anyway.
Let's circle back here.
Benchmark is usually just like a, you know, I gotta bend over a little bit to get it because it's on the bottom of the shelf.
Yeah.
You know. But here's the deal.
They've done something different.
So you have your regular Benchmark, and that's people know Benchmark. Benchmark's Benchmark, and that's what a lot of people think still.
Yeah.
But they just don't know that they came out with like 5 other different bottles of bourbon.
All out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. That's literally just like boom.
Thanks, Benchmark.
No warning. Thank you, Benchmark, though.
Who makes Benchmark?
Huh?
Who makes Benchmark?
I'm not sure.
Jamie?
I don't know. Jamie, can you Google that? Anyway, I don't really don't know because it came out of nowhere. I haven't done my research. Jamie, can you go ahead and Google that?
I'm going to Google it. Sounds just like another.
Yeah, hold on, Joe.
Listen, Joe Rogan and Jamie Vernon, if you're listening to this, what's up? How y'all are?
How y'all are?
Good and you? That's Buffalo Trace.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
Can't beat that.
That's why it's tasty.
You know, it's really, you know what I mean?
Dude, that's funny. Benchmark is great, though. The bonded.
Yeah, the bonded, dude. The foolproof. There's like a small batch. There's a bonded. There's a foolproof. There's one called Top Floor, which I really want to buy.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen that before.
All right. So can we agree from here on out if like, there's a bourbon that we really both want to try. Like, we'll go in on it and we'll taste it and then maybe give an instant review, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we can, you know, we'll just add it in on this podcast.
Deal.
Yeah. Deal. I mean, let's not keep it to bourbon reviews, but we'll put in some bourbon reviews.
Listen,
I'll be more than happy to drink some
this
bourbon.
This is Hillside okay? Hangs and Bourbon Breaks. Literally, we live on Hillside Drive and we're taking a bourbon break. Some people take a smoke break. Some people take a beer break. We take a bourbon break. We like to enjoy good bourbon and talk about bourbon and think of, you know, it's always on the hunt for like the thing that's hasn't been discovered yet. Like, absolutely. I want to try all the new bourbon and see which one's the best. Like, it's all about flavor. It's what you like. It doesn't matter if you like Wild Turkey, like Aaron Lieber loves Wild Turkey, and I love Old Forester, like I love Old Forester, or I like, dude, Buffalo Trace. Bro, that shit's good. But also, Weller Special Reserve.
Yeah.
So
it's,
good.
It's really good.
So good. And
by the way, I know where you can get one right now.
Huh?
I know where you can get one right now.
Me too.
Special Reserve?
Yes, sir.
Where?
What, a bottle or a pour?
No, a bottle.
Bottle or a pour?
They have it up. They have it down in the liquor store right now in the case.
What? How much is it?
I don't know. They don't have a price on it. But considering what the Eagle Rare went for, I would assume that the Special Reserve
is not retail.
Is no, it's probably retail.
Okay. Okay.
I gave that one away. All right.
Well,
I will say the Eagle Rare was a little bit over retail, but it was, you know, reasonable.
Yeah.
I understand why they put it at that
dude,
price.
I always view bourbon as like what the experience is going to be. Like,
absolutely.
If it's, you know, something I haven't had before, like, okay, like I'm willing to like put this much money as investment into like what this experience is going to be. Hopefully it's good. You know, like I feel like a lot of bourbon companies, distilleries, you know, bourbon is bourbon is bourbon is bourbon. You know, there's criteria to call it bourbon. There's, I mean, it's a process, you know, it's science now. It's like, okay, oh, yeah. We need to do this process. We need to heat it to this temperature so the alcohol boils off.
Some of them even come up with their own science. They're just like, dude, let's do this. We're going to do this now.
Oh, I got a good idea. Let's triple filter this through some reverse osmosis filter.
Or we won't even filter it.
Yeah, or we'll just like pour it in foolproof and like include the chips inside the bottle. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. There's so much to explore within it.
I mean, I was going to get into that. It's just like, bourbon isn't just like, we're just like anything, but just because I like bourbon, you know, when I buy a bottle, I'm like, who am I going to share this with? Who am I going to sit around a table and enjoy this with? What conversations are going to come from this?
What am I going to celebrate with this? What am,
what key memories am I always going to remember?
Yes.
Because absolutely. Of this bottle of bourbon.
Yeah. And it might just be like, okay, I'm going to this event and I'm bringing this bottle with me and I'm going to have that memory tied to this bottle, like, or this brand. Like every time that you buy that bottle of Eagle Rare, you're always going to remember, or the time you bought Special Reserve and you remember XYZ, you know, like it's all the same stuff. And listen, all bourbon is good. And it's just a matter of like what you prefer. Like, I mean, if you like something that's more high rye, or if you like something that's more weeded, or if you like something that's more traditional, or you like the higher proof, or you like the full rise, or like what
higher mash bill or whatever.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, in the hood, it is what it is. I mean, it's like what's your preference is. Like, there's no wrong answer in this.
There really isn't.
Like,
and there's a reason you still see, like, I mean, whether or not it's, you know, bottom shelf, there's a reason it's still on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, KG.
Yeah.
Someone out there fucking loves it.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's, they'll get their expensive bourbon glasses out.
Mm.
And they'll pour it over on, like, a date.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's sit down at the table, have a conversation. And they pour some KG. You know what? If I was on a date and someone did that to me, you know, it may not go so well. But, you know, for someone else, that's a great night.
Yeah. And it really doesn't matter. It's really like what you like. What, I mean, bourbon is subjective. Like, my taste might be different than your taste. I might like weeded bourbons right now than, and you like my, you might like high rise, but I also like high rise too, but maybe just my preference right now is this like smoother type thing. Yep. Or this like different taste, or maybe I'm really into rye whiskey right now, or whatever it is. Like, I think it's just like, I think that it's something that it's worth just seeing what you like and experimenting and like trying new things, trying, you know, stuff you've never heard of, trying, maybe it's made by a distillery or something like that that you've heard of and you like some of their products. Like, it's worth.
I mean, that's why I like my collection. I mean, that's why it looks the way it does. Like, I don't have, you know, I don't have a whole lot of multiples.
I was going to, dude, I was literally, when you were about, I didn't want to cut you off, but I was going to say, you don't have duplicates. Like, you there have might be a one, couple,
but like,
maybe, because they're good.
Like, I have a bunch of old Forester 86, but it's just because that's the one I like to mix. So yeah. It just makes sense to have more of it.
Yeah. And it's dirt cheap and it's goes far and it can,
yeah.
It's so versatile and everything.
But it's just like, I, you know, the bourbon that I have is a conversation piece. It's what I, you know, people come over and I'll be like, do you like bourbon? And whether or not they're like, yes or no, I'm like, well, what do you like? Like, well, I like this. I'm like, well, you know, why don't we try this? Like, you know, here, you know, well, I'm not really, I'm like, well, how about this? Here's a low proof. You know, do you like caramel? Well, yeah, I like caramel. I'm like, all right, well, how about you eat this piece of chocolate and take a sip of this and let me know how you like it.
Yep.
And then that might open up a whole, you know, either a whole world for that other person.
Yeah.
It's just endless. It's Dude, completely endless.
I really think it's an experience. Like, when you're tasting for someone that doesn't really know about whiskey or bourbon, and not to be like highfalutin or anything like that. I mean, anyone that's passionate about what they're partaking in or what they're drinking and everything, they're passionate about what they're passionate about. It doesn't make you highfalutin if like, oh, you gotta drink whiskey this way. You have to drink it out of a snifter. It's like, it is like everybody can like what they like and like it the exact way they want to. Like, I like Old Forester with Canada Dry Ginger Ale Zero. Like,
that's the go-to.
Excellent. 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 Can't go wrong. Also like it with Sprite Zero. Like, I prefer, that's what I prefer. It's just, it's consistent. It tastes great. It's a good price point. It's like a very good spot for me. But maybe some people would like something different. Maybe they'd like Maker's Mark all the time, or they'd like, Maker's Mark is great. That's what I drink in college all the time. I was like, oh, I love bourbon. So I went to school in North Carolina, you know. So they didn't know. They didn't have an identity with spirits and things like that. And I found bourbon. And one of my good friends, Kenny Walters. Shout out to Kenny Walters. What's up, dog? KW. Would you love you? We went to high school together. He went to East Carolina. And I went to Wilmington. He came up, he told me about a drink that they did at ECU. So he was a part of fraternity down there. He was, I would probably estimate that he was well known in the party scene, at least in the bars and stuff. But it was like a drink called a Kentucky Bow-Legged Woman. It was like three different types of bourbon and like Jose Cuervo or something crazy. He's like, man, you take a shot, you can't feel your legs after that. I'm like, man, that sounds so cool. Let's do it. I'm coming. But he's like, he's the dude that like, when we were like growing up and everything, like we hung out a ton. Super great dude. I love that guy. Like, we had so many fun memories. Like, a lot of memories I have, he's there, or Carter's there, or Tim's there, like all these dudes like in a certain part of high school that like I was hanging out with a lot, and we just did dumb stuff. Like everyone does dumb stuff in high school, right? So like we decided we're gonna shoot whiskey, and I remember one time we were hanging out, like I can't remember what bottle he took to the face, but we were at the beach.
Does it matter?
Man, does it even matter? Does it even matter?
What proof was that? I can't remember.
Does it even matter? We were, so his parents were awesome too. Like, his dad owns his own, like, landscaping company, and his mom, like, manages all of it. She's super, like, super great family. And they, like, used to all hang out and stuff with us and everything. But we were at his parents had a house, mountains, the Piedmont and the coastal part of North Carolina. So their beach house was like, it wasn't right on the beach. It was like in a neighborhood that was like a quarter mile, like a walk from the beach. So we were down there one time, like in high school or whatever. And like our friends, like there was a big friend group, we're all hanging out and everything. And we found a pier somewhere. We like drove to a pier and we're walking out on this like pier all the way. It was like on the intercoastal or something like that. It wasn't on the ocean or anything, but like we're walking on this like little pier dock area. And like we had a bottle of something. I can't remember what it was. I wish I remember. Kenny, if you're listening to this, I'm going to send this to you. Hopefully you remember and you can remind me what we were all drinking that night, because I remember him taking it to the face, and it was like full moon, like you could see the outline of everybody. Mm-hmm. And he's like walking back, and all of a sudden he's like everywhere. And it's just like a tube of liquid coming out of his mouth. Like it was so ridiculous. It's just like all those memories, man. It's like when you make bad decisions, I don't encourage to make bad decisions, but if you're a hard learner like me, like you have to make bad decisions to learn that they're bad decisions. You remember that shit all the time. Like,
well, it's like the cliche. It's like, which I hate this cliche. It's like bad decisions make the best stories.
They do.
It's an annoying,
yeah,
cliche. It's a cliche of cliches, but it's on point.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. What is like your like craziest story that you remember from like high school time?
Craziest story of high school time. Mm. I don't know, man. I mean, high school for me, I didn't really start drinking until, it doesn't necessarily have to be drinking, but like when I actually started like doing stuff, it was just like when I reconnected with Max.
Yeah. But shout out to Max. What's up, dog?
What's up, dude?
Hey, Max, I just want to tell you, when you listen to this, in between your studying, you're doing an awesome job. You're going to be a great physician.
Be a great physician.
He's
going to be my physician.
Yeah. He's going to be all of our physician, whether he likes it or not. But Max, you're a good dude. You take great photos.
Heard he's going to be a urologist.
Oh, well, listen, I've got some prostate issues I want to talk to you about, if I could, Max.
Yeah, please.
Please. Can we have a conversation soon?
I'll bring the lube.
Just text me and we can set up an appointment. That'd be great. All right. But Max, sorry.
I mean, it kind of all started after high school. Like, if anything, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying, I wasn't a goody good by any means, but it was just like, I was really good at staying out of trouble. I never did anything. Like, it was just,
yeah.
I
know exactly.
I remember the first time I never was into drinking until like there was this one night I was with Max and we were hanging out at his parents' house, and his older brother Gus had been in college. He was in college at the time, and we're still in high school, and Gus has this apartment, loft downtown on campus, and we're sitting in Max's room playing video games, and Max is like, you want to go to the loft? Because I mean, we can drive.
Yeah.
He's like, it's late, and he's And he's like, you want to go to the loft? I'm like, what's the loft? He's like, well, it's Gus's loft. Like, it's his apartment downtown. I'm like, no. You know, I don't really want to. And if Max listens to this, he'll remember this time. Like, this is like me and Matt, him have always been like great, great friends. Yeah. Like, we've, you know, we clicked as soon as we met.
Yeah.
But this was another clicking moment for Max and I.
Yeah.
But, you know, he keeps asking me, he's like, because I'm not bored. We're hanging out in his room. I'm not bored, but it's just like, you know, we can drive. Like, what, you know, in my head, I'm like, you know, there's something we could go do. Like, what can we go do? Like, we, you know, both, you know, our parents, I mean, his parents are great. They just allow us to make our own decisions. You get in trouble, a little tough shit, you know, and my,
figure it out.
My parents are the same way. And so I'm thinking, like, you know, what can we get into? And, he, you know, and I'm not, like, it's not like hitting me, but he keeps asking me, do you want to go to the loft? And for some reason, I just keep saying no to him. And then it finally hit me, and I'm thinking of, like, what can we go do? And I'm like, wait a minute. Let's just go to campus. Like, let's go to the fucking loft. So, like, he's, like, on his computer. He's playing video games. I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. And he's like, do what? I'm like, let's go to the loft. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, let's go. Fuck it. I don't care. Let's go. He's like, all right, let's do it. Like, immediately got up, you know, turned all the lights off, you know, got in his car and drove downtown. You know, I remember, like, during that time, you know, I was going through some stuff that was, like, I guess, I don't know if debilitating is, like, the best word for that, but, like, you know, just some tough times. And I think Max in the past at that time was dealing with some stuff. But, like, I remember that car ride there, which is like a 25-minute car ride, like the whole time we're like thinking about that and we're talking about it and like comparing, you know, or sharing experiences and this and that. And then we get to the loft and, you know, we're talking, still talking. He's like, well, he's like, you want a drink? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, well, I got some Shinerbach. I'll never forget that, dude. Shinerbach, 6-pack of Shinerbach. And he's like, all right, we're drinking some Shinerbach.
That's a statement.
Dude, Shinerbach's good.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't had it forever. We should get some.
I don't know if they sell it more than a 6-pack, do they?
I don't think so. But
makes sense.
So, classic Max, we're not drinking out of bottles. He's like, let me get my beer glasses out. So he gets the glasses out and pours them in, and we go out on the back porch of the loft. And he's like, all right, well, let's drink. And almost immediately, Max just chugs his first one, like, full glass of beer. And he's just like, glug, 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 like, gone.
I see you,
like,
Max.
I'm like, what?
You.
And he's like, you do it. I'm like, all right. So, like, heard I chug wouldn't. Mine. I'd never been drunk. Like, I've never, like, dabbled. Like, I just didn't care. But I remember, like, having a couple beers with him and I don't know how to explain it. It was just like I was having issues coping with a lot of the stuff I was having issues with. And I remember, like, just those moments of just, like, letting go and, like, spending time with, like, a friend and being able to talk about those things was just, that is one thing I will never, ever, ever forget. That is a key memory.
Core memory.
Or core memory in my, and it will always be there because that was probably the time where things got better.
Yeah.
And it's not because of the alcohol, but it was just that whole...
It's the experience.
It was the whole experience. But, I mean, that's not necessarily the craziest thing. I don't know, man. I mean, I've done some... Have I done some crazy shit? I don't...
I guess it's
maybe
all,
I just don't consider them crazy. I don't,
yeah. Well,
maybe,
I mean,
I have.
Maybe to certain people that would be, like, super crazy, but maybe to other people that'd be, like, minor league, you know, like... There's no rule book to it. You know, you just got to do it.
I mean, I remember, okay, here's a crazy night. I mean, it wasn't in high school, but It was Heather, Sarah, Gus, Lauren, Max, and I were out on Max and Gus's parents' houseboat, and we're up at the upper sand pit on the Ohio River, and we're beached up, and it's nighttime. And this isn't necessarily a crazy night. It's just like a regular, like, we're out on the river, we're on the boat, we're all hanging out. Well, this is the night I was making margaritas for everyone. And, you know, mostly for myself, but...
Selfishly.
I was making margaritas, and I was young, and... I was making, I had had multiple, and every one that I'd had, I was the one making them. Like, there never was someone else going inside the boat to make more margaritas. It was always me.
You're the
so
bartender.
I am to blame, 100%. I was making margaritas with tequila. Obviously, you use tequila. But I was adding in tequila and didn't realize that I was using pre-mixed margarita mix. It already had alcohol in it.
So you just gave it a little
but
boost.
Then I'm throwing in tequila like it's, you know, like you're it's like, never going to run out.
We're making a margarita, make it a double, man.
Well, all these margaritas are going down like they're water, or at least eventually they were.
Usually that's how that happens.
And we're on the beach and Heather's like, I'm going to go inside and get a water. I'm like, okay, will you get me one? And she's like, yeah. She goes in, and that after that, I don't really remember a whole lot. And Sarah's sitting there, and she's like, Heather. And I don't know. This is a story that's been told to me because I don't remember it much. Yeah. But all I remember is I'm waking up and I'm like going in and out. I don't really know what's going on. You know, some weird shit happened. I can't exactly say what. But I remember throwing up. I remember falling out of my chair into my vomit. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
I remember getting escorted to the boat, into the bunk, and going to sleep. And I woke up the next morning not hungover. I felt so much better than I deserved. Some asshole got me drunk that night.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate it.
Well, listen, if you throw up the night before, you're going to feel fine in the morning. But if you don't throw up the night before, you're going to feel like...
See, I'm the opposite.
I'm
the complete opposite. If I'm drinking enough and I feel the need to throw up, I hold it as long as I can.
Well, yeah. I try to do the same. Sometimes, though, it can be a very bad outcome.
I mean, have you ever had any pretty bad
hangovers?
Well, not necessarily hangovers, but maybe a vomiting experience.
Have I told you the story about the time I was on a work trip up in Cleveland for...
I think you have told me the story, but I think some other people would love to hear this story.
So I'm not going to mention any names or companies to protect the innocent. I was working for a company that sold parts to the industrial market. And we were a distributor, and we sold any and everything that was in our wheelhouse. And they had sent us up to this other manufacturer that made light bulbs, and... So this company I work for, their unwritten motto was like work hard, like play harder kind of thing. And so they had an event and a dinner at Cleveland Indians game, and there was beer there. And then we walked around to some other bars in Cleveland, and there was more beer, and there was video games at some point. And then at some point, I just don't remember anything. So the next morning I wake up and are like, so this company, they wouldn't get each person their own hotel room. Like, we had to bunk up with other people. So this guy was one of my buddies, Chris, him and I were in the same bunk and, or same room, sharing a room, with two, He always jokes that it's like one twin bed, but it was two queen beds, obviously. So I was so hungover the next day and like still drunk when I went to breakfast. When we got to the facility and everything, started on this one like class part, and I was like super zoning out and just not feeling good. I think I left a couple times to like go drink water and trying to like get my mind together, but I was so nauseous all day. And at one point, like, we finished the session and we were going upstairs. Well, I had already gone up there and like sat down, and I got the feeling like, oh no, I gotta go. And so I got up and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I go down the stairs, and passing up this, the guy that was like teaching the class, and like just feeling so nauseous. And then like, as soon as I pass him, I threw up in my hand. I held it in my mouth because I was still like 50 yards from the bathroom. And so I'm trying not to freak out and run over there and act ridiculous, but I kept like doing it. And it was just, it was miserable. Oh, that whole day was miserable. It's terrible. Terrible. But I ended up going back to the class, finishing all out, like finishing out all the training and stuff I had to do for it and everything. But it's like, after that, I'm pretty sure, like, after that company, my stint with them ended. I didn't like change who I was, but I'm like, all right. So when I go on work trips, I just need to chill out a lot, you know, like,
yeah.
Low key, not be ridiculous, not try and set the high tire mark.
It's hard not to do that.
Well,
you're like, yeah. Oh man, I kind of, there's some freedom here.
Yeah, there's some freedom, but there's also a cost for that freedom.
Yeah.
So, but, all right, dude, we've been at it for a little bit. What do you think? You want to end it?
Should we end it? The first one?
At an hour and 42.
Hour and 42 minutes.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
What time is it right now?
That's a great question. That's 11:30 p.m. post-meridian.
Yeah, it took us a little bit to...
Yeah, we had to get some stuff figured out. But that's all good.
We're some rookies over here.
Hey, man, we're just starting as we go.
You know,
but
still hearing that echo, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not... I mean, I've kind of like gotten used to it.
I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah, so it's all good. But we'll figure that out. Maybe it'll be better next time. It's always trying to just get better every time, you know, incrementally better, you know,
better. All right.
Thank you all those listening for enjoying the Hillside Hangs and Bourbon Breaks. We're your hosts, Calvin and
Landon.
And we're glad you're here.
We hope you all can dabble a little bit in some bourbon breaks.
Yeah.
Maybe you can join us with some Hillside Hangs. And
hey, the invitation is always open if you want to come. We'll burn some wood. We'll sip some Hillside Hugs. Who knows? Might get a little crazy, man.
It's all about the community and the friendships.
That's right. That's what we're all about. All right. Well, thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Late.
See y'all.